This midterm election season, there's a lot of focus on Colorado. The tight race for U.S. Senate there has Republicans trying to attract voters in places they traditionally haven't gotten them. For instance, southern Colorado, home to the former steel town and union stronghold of Pueblo. Half of the city's 100,000 residents are Latino, and Pueblo has long been blue. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
Steel mills, unions, and the Democratic Party have defined Pueblo politics for decades, but that doesn't discourage George Rivera.
And although it's heavily Democrat, when we look at values, when we look at who we are, especially as Hispanics, and we have such a high Hispanic population, that our values tend to be conservative.
Rivera is a retired deputy police chief. He's lived in Pueblo all his life. Last summer, he unseated a local Democrat in the state legislature, Angela Jaron, in a high-profile recall election that focused on guns. And today, he's out canvassing a neighborhood east of the downtown.
I grew up on A Street. That's four blocks over.
It's now a tough street. Many of the bungalow homes are in disrepair. Weeds are taking over some yards. Pueblo is one of Colorado's poorest cities. It's long struggled to reinvent itself after the major steel mills closed in the 1980s. And Rivera says Republicans' pitch of small government, low taxes, and traditional values is starting to resonate here.
My belief is that the population is about 80% conservative at heart. And again, this goes back to our Hispanic culture. And we just believe in kind of real basic values of family and hard work and responsibility. Religion is big.
And immigration? Rivera says it doesn't come up that much when he goes door to door. In fact, this is one of the main reasons why Republicans see opportunity in turning Pueblo into a city that could swing an election within a swing state. Colette Carter chairs the political science department at Colorado State University Pueblo.
Since the demise of the union, which was always, always Democrat-leaning, it has basically sort of opened a door for a working-class population to think about what is best for me.
Carter says you can't always group Latinos together politically either. Take immigration. It polls as a much more important issue when you ask working-class Latinos in cities like Denver or Aurora. Those places have much larger populations of recent immigrants.
Much of that very large population, you have to understand, in Pueblo is third and fourth generation. They've been here forever.
It's even noticeable in what words people choose to use here. A vast majority are like George Rivera. They refer to themselves as Hispanics, not Latinos. So Republicans may have good reason to think they can make inroads in these more conservative-leaning areas come fall. Though it's worth noting that party leaders also have their eyes further down the road.
My name is Ryan Call. I serve as the chairman for the Colorado Republican Party, and I've been serving in this capacity for the last just over 3 years.
Call, who's fluent in Spanish, began making the Latino vote a priority for the state party during the 2012 presidential election. And this year, he says, the GOP is spending a lot of time and money in cities like Pueblo as it tries to win back a U.S. Senate seat.
No longer are we going to think it's good enough to be a party that simply shows up 2 or 3 months before the election, runs a bunch of phone banks, and sends out a bunch of direct mail or television advertising. We're making investments in on the ground with field offices deeply within the communities that we need to connect with.
Call can't afford not to. He knows Colorado's demographics are changing fast, and his party has at times been its own worst enemy. Just 10 years ago, anti-illegal immigrant voices, like that of former Congressman Tom Tancredo, were prominent. As the party became sharply divided, it lost control of the state legislature, the governor's office, and both U.S. Senate seats. Today, Chairman Call says Republicans can't be afraid to buck national party leaders on issues like immigration.
Our party here in Colorado has adopted party platform positions that embrace the idea of immigration reform and a path to citizenship, while also recognizing and honoring that we believe in the rule of law.
Like in 2012, the state's Democratic establishment of Hispanics or Latinos isn't taking the GOP's strategy too seriously. Joe Salazar is originally from the San Luis Valley in southern Colorado and now represents a North Denver suburb in the state legislature.
We're not fooled by them, and we won't be fooled by them until they start changing the way that they start thinking about human beings, immigrants, until they start changing that message. we're not going to believe them, and we shouldn't have to.
This may be why Republicans aren't exactly eager to talk about immigration in this year's tight U.S. Senate race, even as they're targeting potentially new territory like Pueblo.
I can totally see the importance of Republicans and Democrats putting their flag in the ground here, you know?
Ryan Aguilar owns a barbershop and salon here with his brother and dad. He says the key to winning Pueblo is to appeal to the working man and the family man.
Because we're the same person, you know, and it's everything here is real traditional, and it's about relationships and how you treat people and who you know, and everybody's family knows each other, so there's deep roots here.
Republicans still have their work cut out for them in Pueblo. Aguilar is planning to keep with tradition this fall and vote Democratic. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.